Back to it, another round of locker room chats continuing on here on a Thursday night as the high school basketball season rolls along here prior to the Christmas break, and now we get a chance to talk about Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank. We're joined by girls head coach, that is Joey Franzetta, who got the lacrosse season underway earlier this week as the Paola tournament is underway for them, a 32-31 victory against Paola, so a good start to the year. And coach, you look back at that game earlier this week, again, you grind it. Your team was in foul trouble a little bit, but some girls stepped up, made some plays, and ultimately you guys got the win.
Yeah, it was a good win. I actually told the girls in the locker room after the game, you know, if we played this game last year, I don't know if we win or not. So it's good to see, you know, especially, you know, second season last year, having to kind of just, you know, relay a lot of foundational stuff to make sure we're successful for when we get to times like this. It was a good win. I mean, we had to battle through adversity. Like you said, we had foul trouble, had our starting point guard out for basically the entire first half, had another forward out for most of the first half. I mean, it made it tough. So, but we grinded through, had a lot of younger kids step up, which is good. You know, and just to kind of excited to see where the rest of the season goes and see how the rest of the tournament goes.
So what's the difference from last year to this year? You mentioned you told your girls that, you know, maybe last year this is a game we probably don't win, but this year you guys are able to pull it out. I guess what's the big difference from last year to this year?
Oh, man, I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I think one, we're just smarter and better basketball players. I mean, I think that if you want to point to like the simplest reason, I would say that. You know, I think another one is it's a comfort thing. They know, like, during a game, what kind of adjustments we're going to have to make on offense or defense to kind of counteract what another team is doing. Last year, obviously, that's all foreign to them because, obviously, it's new coach last year. You know, it's a comfort thing. It's just the fact that they're better basketball players. You know, and we had a lot of kids just step up and make winning plays last night. You know, I mean, a good example is I was talking to our point guard, Brooke Metcalf, after the game. You know, I don't think she had the night scoring the ball that she wanted, and I'll be the first one to admit it. She'll be admitted too. But she made a lot of winning plays. I mean, she rebounded the ball at the high level. She put kids in a good position on defense. I mean, she basically had to coach a handful of kids through every possession in the second half when they were away from our bench. So, you know, she made a lot of, you know, she had a lot of drives where she, you know, drew multiple defenders, made the right play, kicked it out to an open player. I mean, she made a lot of winning plays, and I can say that exact same thing about, you know, all 8-9 players that played for us. They did, every kid contributed in some way to that win, which is just, you know, amazing to see and good to see. It's a, you know, a good trajectory up for the rest of the season.
Finally, coach, a couple games to wrap up the Paola tournament this week. Tonight against Fort Scott, tomorrow night against Wellsville. Quick scouting report on those two, and what kind of ball games do you expect there?
Ooh, Fort Scott, pretty athletic, like to get out in transition, rely on their press to score a lot. You know, it's kind of interesting, but both Fort Scott and Wellsville, it's going to be pretty short scouts. I mean, it's going to be get your two or three main points across and go play ball. So, you know, that's kind of the quick and easy on Fort Scott. Wellsville, I think I mentioned it to you last week. They're a scrappy little group. I mean, looking at them, wouldn't think they're the most athletic group, but I mean, they're sneaky athletic. They have a kid inside that commands a lot of attention. And then they have some guards that can just go make plays. They're really good at playing off of broken plays. So we're going to have to play a pretty clean game against them. And against Fort Scott, we're going to have to take care of the ball. Basically, so, I mean, if you want to wrap up and do like a single point, you know, we got to take care of the ball, and we can't, you know, give up easy things. You know, we got to kind of take teams out with what they want to do. So, should be a good ending, Cave. Two good games, two good opportunities for us to get a little bit better and, you know, get ready for Big 7 play, which starts here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, there it is. Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach. A victory over Paola on Tuesday, 32-31, to get the season going in the right direction. Games tonight against Fort Scott, tomorrow against Wellsville at Paola to wrap up that preseason Paola tournament. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the next couple of nights. We'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.